Welcome to Skills Journey, hosted by Emil Rovenheimer and Yanni Brofenboer from PopUp, the People Upliftment Program. This is your passport to a transformative journey where we uncover the power of skills together. Hello everyone and welcome back to Skills Journey. We are in season three, and in season three we're talking about finding meaning and purpose in work. And we are so excited to be back with Adele, also from Impact Radio. And we started the conversation just to hear what her heart is and what God imparted in her and how she started working at Impact. But today we will be a little bit more focused and we're going into specifically aligning with God's plan for your life, Adele. So welcome back and thank you for joining us again.
Thank you, Yanni. Lovely to be back.
Yeah. So Emil is also here with me. And as we start this conversation today, Adele, the question we have for you is, what drives your passion for radio? And how do you see your work at Impact Radio as a reflection of God's purpose for your life?
Yanni, it's such, for me, passion and purpose is such a thing that's close to my heart. I absolutely love unpacking the why. Because I really do feel like the why is passion and purpose. How can you have or be passionate about something without understanding why you're doing it? So when you speak about passion and how do you have passion for what you do here, I have passion because I know the why. Mm. Why are we doing it? And why I'm here and why God has put me here. And I think a lot of people nowadays are questioning the why. Mm. And so then it is very difficult to find passion and be passionate about what you're doing if you don't know why you're doing it. And so I think that is really the heart here for me, is you have to understand the why. Why am I doing this? And sometimes you might be in an organization where the lines are very blurry with regards to the why. You're questioning maybe the why. But if you align the why with God's why, then you will always find a purpose for yourself in what you do and where you are. But for me, I think the key thing with regards to passion is I'm passionate about what I do because I understand why I do it. And so that's for me a key there. And then obviously for me, the purpose, aligning with God's purpose, because Impact Radio is purposed to encourage, to bring hope to our community. And when I align God's purpose, which is why, you know, what He put us here on earth for, and I believe God put us here to steward the land and to increase. And increase means to increase in numbers, but an increase in terms of growth within ourselves. And if you understand that purpose that God gave us from right in the beginning, as Genesis 1:28, I think that's where it is. If you understand that purpose of why God put us here, and you bring it into any space that you're in, you're able to know your purpose. Because God said, do this, steward what you have, be good and grow and see people, and then increase it. You'll always then be in the line with what God has for you.
Adele, that's amazing, because if you think of you as a person and the impact of you at an organization such as Impact, bringing God's purpose and passion from you as a person into a space that is already doing that. I still want to double click on, but what for you, if you think of Adele coming to work every day, God has given me this specific calling and this is what I'm so passionate about and that drives me. So is there maybe that one thing that you're like, every morning when I get up, this is like that one thing that God is reminding me about? Or
yeah, I think that for me, the main thing, because I'm somebody who's relational,
yeah,
and I love people, and the love for people and God's people is what I say, how can I today get up? And this is why I'm so passionate, because it also, it's my strength. So how I say, God, how can I today get up and love people the way you love people?
Sure.
And so that makes me so excited. And that makes me get up in the morning and say, how can I do it better with excellence? Mm. How can I love like Jesus loved? better. And that for me is what drives the passion about of where the passion within me and then through me into my team here at Impact Radio. And hopefully that also ripples into the community through the platform of Impact Radio.
Yeah, that's awesome, Adele. I want to kind of string this to the previous conversation we had where you spoke about kind of the voice of radio, which is your team, right? It's these people that have a very big influence on the way that we understand and engage with our faith and make sense of our community and our environment. And you speak of kind of passion and purpose as the central drivers. They're so critical to the conversation and to making these choices. And I'm really interested in how you kind of translate that focus on the why into this team that broadcasts God's love into our city. What does that look like for you?
So for me, I mean, one of the big things and what I spoke about in the previous program as well was the attitude. Mm. And I do really, one of my things when I was preparing for this, when I put passion there, it was the why. You are passionate because you know why you're doing something. Mm. And you know, and that makes you passionate because you go, I have a purpose and it makes you excited about something. But for me, it was also your attitude in which you do it shows how passionate you are.
It's true.
And so that is a choice, I believe. If you choose to have a good attitude, no matter where you are, whether you're sitting behind a desk doing admin all day or whether you're on the front line having to encourage or serve people all day, your attitude towards what you're doing helps that passion, because as soon as you decide to have a good attitude, that being passionate will come through, being excited about it will come through. But it does start with a decision to say, I'm going to have a good attitude. I'm going to do this with excellence. Sometimes you don't feel like it. I mean, I've got to be real. We're all, you know, human. And sometimes you go, oh, you know, this is a difficult day.
Yeah.
But you still have to say, I'm going to make the choice to have a good attitude towards this. And then the other thing that you touched on was, how do we keep that why front of mind?
Yeah.
And I think for me, the big thing is having the reminders. Sometimes it's a practical reminder. So we have canvases that we've printed with the why. The mission statement, why we do what we do. And we've put it in the studio. We've put it all over the radio. And sometimes in your life, you have to have something that has the mission of what you're doing, whether it be on your computer screen, as soon as you switch it on, have that. This is why we're doing. This is why I do what I do. Have it somewhere where you can practically see it every day and actually speak it out so that it can be something that really gets deep into your heart. So there are some practical things, but it's also about, for the team, we have to reiterate that vision constantly. So as a team, whenever we meet, we say, remember guys, we're here to encourage, uplift. We're here to disciple people to become all who God intended them to be. This is our mission, to grow people, to grow ourselves, grow people. And this is what we keep making sure that they remember, that they know. It's not about us. We're not the most important here, you know. So it's about people and about growing people. And we have to continuously communicate that with the team so that they will remember what is the main thing. Why are they here?
Sure.
And that's important.
So Adele, there's something interesting that's emerging for me in this conversation. And it's almost like radio is this canvas on which people predominantly experience your worldview, right? So as an institution, as an organization, the flavor that people taste when they engage with Impact, yes, the skills are important and the competencies are important, but to some extent they are enablers that fundamentally is actually showcasing this attitude that you speak of. And so how would you kind of encourage listeners that are on their skills journey, hoping to engage in the workplace, hoping to find, you know, opportunities to express their skills with this thing that's actually a little bit intangible? Like, it's a really hard thing to learn, but it's so important specifically in media, I suppose, in general, is just How do you, for instance, discern whether someone has a good attitude that you would want to use in a place like this? And what are some of the things that you would say, these things have me slightly concerned, and I would expect somebody to work on this before I would really be convinced that the attitude is what we're looking for?
That's such an important question, because before somebody is skilled, and a lot of people come to us unskilled because we are a platform that raises people up, you know, so we like to skill them and upskill people. We like to see ourselves as a stepping stone. So the skills for me and the skill set, and whether you're educated or not educated, that is a separate thing. Godly values in terms of how a person, their values and how they operate, for me, is the most critical. And there are very good questions you can ask somebody. And I think this is where somebody's identity needs to be really founded, and the foundation of the identity, you can see whether it lies in Christ, or, you know, if they're unsure about themselves, if they're not very self-confident and they don't know where, that's something that they need to build, is finding that, finding who they are in Christ. And that is a critical, you know, part. And I know we're going to be speaking about values and so forth at a later stage, but I do think off the cuff, I can just say that somebody that comes in that is honest, that has integrity, that is compassionate towards others, that sees people around them. I mean, it's amazing when somebody walks into the building for an interview, just the way that they greet the receptionist and conduct themselves with the people when they arrive is a good indication of who that person is and how they will be. So there's a lot that you can gauge from a person when you first meet them. We'd never do anything online. We always meet the people face to face. We have a long chat, and it's normally just a conversation, not even an interview. I call it a conversation, getting to know each other, an opportunity for them to also find out and ask questions about impact and vice versa. But for me, knowing that their character aligns with ours in terms of our ethos is so critical. Sure. And so I do feel like you need to be encouraged that if you know I'm a person of good character, use that to your strength when you go in for an interview or wanting to go and find something or develop yourself in those key areas of honesty, compassion, generosity. For me, those are really good skills to have.
Sure.
And I, at one stage, thought, I'm sure everybody has that. I mean, everybody has integrity, right? But I've seen that that is not the case. And some people have never been taught how to be honest and how to have integrity. And that's where you've got to start. Lord, show me, how do I be truthful in what I do? And this is not just telling lies or whatever, but truthful in my work hours, truthful in my lunch break, and honest in keeping to the time of my lunch break, and not, you know, exploiting my company's time and taking it for granted. So there's little things where you can really show integrity in your behavior, and that is a critical skill. Those are critical characteristics and skills that you need when you come into the workplace.
Sure. Yeah, such a good perspective.
To me, it's so good, because that in pop-ups, the first phase at pop-up, that is what we train our learners. And it's something that's a hard skill to learn if no one is calling you out on it. And if you don't necessarily know, this is what I'm supposed to do. Adele, so that's a bridge for me, because there's so much of the values of pop-up that resonates with Impact's values. Like, I just when I walk into this building, I feel home. Like, when I walk into one of our pop-up centers, we have the same values, and our heart is for a city of wholeness. And even the team that serves us when we have to record or yeah, just having a coffee at Impact Radio, what you're saying is really true. Mm. I want to just say that. This is what I've seen. That's why we said, let's have Adele. Let's talk about what are some of the key processes for you. And for me, what I love is I can really see how God is your guide in everything that happens on radio. So for me, I have a question about just your relationship with God in the process at Impact. So just hear me out. I wonder, like, if you're like, God, what are we supposed to do in this next season? What are the plans you have for our city in the next season? What role do you take in before you decide a program, or what's the guiding decisions you use, if I can ask it that way?
So, are you asking, is it the
it's fine.
What guides? Just, yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah, it's fine.
Is it what guides?
I think my question for you is just, how do you use God, the word of God, or God, or your, how do you decide what God is asking you to do in the next season? Like, do you have like a.
How do you discern yeah. seasons almost, right?
Okay, yeah, that's okay, a good question. Okay. Must I ask the question again?
No,
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
Just take note when I'm going to start. We'll have to.
Okay, I'll do that. Don't worry. I'll check. Okay, we'll be like 16 something. Okay.
Yanni, for me, if I'm not keeping my time with God a top priority, and making sure that I'm listening to God in my own life, and praying and listening to God in terms of what He would like. And the direction He wants us to take as Impact Radio, and not just me personally, but my entire team, we will lose our way. So I think the key here is that we are grounded in God's word and His purpose for where we go in, firstly, and we keep the main thing, which has always been a big one for us, because with all the distractions of media and a lot of things, you can find yourself in a place where you end up going, oh, this isn't really actually what we do or what God has purposed us to do in this community. But I find myself being taken up in terms of my time with this. So you do have to often realign again and do a check-in. And I think for Impact Radio, what is so wonderful is that we have a team that checks in and goes, God, is this where you want us?
Mm.
And if it's not, we say, sorry, we can't be part of that. Or so you have to make those decisions as a team. And then when you decide, okay, this is what we want, you go to, you know, you go at it as a team together to make it successful. So number one, I think keeping God the center and making sure that my relationship with God is strong, and I'm obedient to what God wants me to do every day, but at the same time doing that for Impact Radio as well. And as a team, connecting, praying, asking God and listening and being obedient to God as a team as well. And then keeping the why, the main thing of what we're here for, in the center, and making sure we don't move away too much. Obviously, you can expand on it, but it needs to be the main thing until God tells you to expand on it. And then one of the big things that we have as a radio station is doing it with excellence.
Mm.
So unfortunately, sometimes we have this thing, sometimes Christians feel like, oh, it's okay, we're Christian, you just like kind of do what you need to do. But for Impact Radio, we want to do it with excellence. We are going to be the best. We're going to have the best. Because it's for God.
Mm.
It's not for ourselves. And we're doing this for what God has given us, this platform. God is funding the platform, really, because He's faithful.
Amen.
Through the lows and the highs and through the challenges, we have seen His faithfulness. And that for us has been such a miracle. So when you see these miracles of God's faithfulness in your organization, you know God's hand is on it. And so you, in your own strength, cannot do anything really. You render powerless. I am small. God is big.
Mm.
You know, that's just more and more what's been reiterated this year with Louis Giglio and passion and so many things. He was again just reminding us we're not insignificant, but we're very small actually. And our prayers shouldn't be have the word I in it,
no,
you know.
Good.
And so we need to pray for each other. We need to pray for our community, our country. Mm. And that is our heart. Our heart is for our community. Our heart is for this country. Our heart is for, if you go down even a little bit more, for each individual in this community. That's our heart. Our heart is for that. And if we keep God at the center, we'll always make sure, we'll always get it right.
What blesses me so much with this conversation, Adele, is the one thing that comes through really strongly is that Impact 103 has this heart to serve. And I feel like kind of the essence of everything you're communicating is, if the fundamental driver is to say, God, how do I use the gifts, the capacities, the passions that you've given me to serve your kingdom better? That is always going to find a place to express itself, right? But when we start making these decisions based on where can I earn the most money or where can I do the least for the most amount of benefit, you're always going to kind of get distracted. And the main thing is no longer the main thing. Because really the main thing should be, God, you've given me gifts that I don't deserve. I want to give them back to you in the way that they can best serve your kingdom. And finding the place to do that, that's the blessing, right?
Yeah.
So we absolutely love this conversation, Adele, and we look forward to having at least one more conversation with you. So stay tuned for that. But thank you so much for stirring hope and for the incredible work you do in our city.
Thank you. Thank you, Emil and Yanni.